You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN High atop Chicago Skyline Studio. Heading into the 4th of July for the 250th time here in America. And on the line, a purse with both food and protecting freedom on her resume. One of America's favorite personality star, so many hit shows on the Food Network, Beat Bobby Flay, The Kitchen, many, many more. Fans, of course, love her with Drew Barrymore on CBS, a business leader, Air Force veteran, and in the radio world, we like to claim her as our own as well. Sunny Anderson, welcome to your 4th of July weekend. Welcome back to WGN.
Thanks for having me, Dane. Long time no chat. And I love it when you throw my veteran status in there. I took that oath. I meant it then and I still mean it to this day. So proud of it. And yeah, man, it is 250th anniversary. So this is monumental. We're going into this weekend. I mean, hopefully the spread is monumental as well. And I'm talking about food.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to get into the service side. I don't know if people are supposed to maybe start blowing up things even earlier, right? Maybe if they started earlier in the week. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if where you are, if you get random explosions, you know, that are just happening around your house, or maybe if you're living remotely, who knows?
I live in a rural area.
All right. So the people can probably really blow things up.
Oh, it's crazy, man. In the valley, like I have like a little hill I live on. And in the valley, every New Year's, every 4th of July, any kind of holiday where you can throw up some fireworks. And I'm pretty sure it's illegal. It doesn't matter. The entire valley lights up and it's like we get a free show. So I don't know how it is there in Chicagoland for you guys. But yeah, if you guys have some fireworks that are planned or official or unofficial, yeah, get on the rooftops and enjoy it, man.
You just want to make sure.
I love it.
The public service announcement is you want to end the weekend. You want to have all your arms, legs, hands, fingers, toes. You want to be relatively intact when the smoke clears. Now, I know that you're a big football fan, a sports tailgate expert. The World Cup is huge. I know that it's a big deal. It's definitely happening, but I don't know.
Major.
Sonny, is there like a tailgate culture to the whole World Cup thing? I know from watching the news reports in Europe, at least, there's like a drinking and occasional rioting culture, but is there like a food angle attached to like the World Cup? Do you know?
Yeah, I think World Cup and soccer, aka football, right, is more into the bar before and during the game. I think obviously because these teams are so international and there are tons of U.S. fans, and these games matches aren't happening in all the cities. So people are going to bars, and even here at MetLife, or aka Giant Stadium is what we still call it, even though the Jets play there. They've cut off the parking lot, so you can't even park there. So there is no tailgating culture in the parking lot. You have to take public transit to get to the actual stadium. So I think more people are relying on bars. And I got to tell you, I don't know about you, Dave, but I have seen so many random bars I didn't know cared about the World Cup having parties. You know, like literally I was dropping off something and picking up some fish at a fish market next door, is like a pizza place with a bar kind of vibe. And they were stacked in there in the middle of the day. You know, do these people have jobs? Maybe they're taking those personal days off that you get, which I encourage people to take. And hopefully some people are listening right now and they took the Friday.
I mean, Sonny, it is the World Cup, right? If you're going to take a day off for some day drinking and fandom and whatever food, this would be the time to do it. But I do wonder if people are exploring, or maybe they're like inspired to explore the foods of Bosnia or Herzegovina or whatever. Like, hey, I wonder what they're eating.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just whatever you do, explore the food of Brazil. I just did Brazil back to back, and I don't know if you've seen that social video of them all having fun with the guy that was in the wrong section from Japan. It's so much fun to watch him play up to it and how kind the Brazilians are. But the food is delicious.
Well, we're going to talk about all of it. So the 4th of July is one of those holidays that brings friends, family, celebrations, and, you know, food, all of that kind of thing together. Do you feel as, you know, people look to you, Sunny, for obviously advice and direction in life in general, but certainly on the food side, do people come to you and say, like, what should we do? Is it just burgers and dogs? What can people do?
Yeah, you know, I get that a lot. A lot now, more so in DMs or comments, people ask me, you know, how to make something or for like a link. I feel like this year, especially since it's the big monumental 250th, and I think more people are going to be out and about celebrating with friends and family. To me, it's more like treat it like Thanksgiving. Don't do anything new, but perfect what you've done. You know what I mean? So really dig into it. Like if you're filling your burgers with cheese and you realize like shredded cheese and the oil content isn't it, like do things like I do. I freeze nacho sauce in a little ice cube and then I plunk it in the center of the burger. It's awesome. You know, if you're doing bacon wrapped hot dogs, you know, have you boiled the bacon first before you wrap it around the hot dog to render some of that fat out to get it more crispy? Do little things like that, right? Like be a scientist about the thing that you already think you've perfected, because I feel like I do that continuously with my recipes and my things that I do around the house. Is like, you know, I don't do the same techniques from 10, 15 years ago, or maybe I see something and I want to try something new. Maybe it's a different spice or herb. You know, I know salt and pepper is kind of what everyone wants to do in a burger, but I love some cumin and some paprika and ground beef for a burger. So, you know, switch it up and have fun with the things that you already do. That's what I like to say.
Now. No. Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I think that's awesome. I think that's absolutely awesome. As far as like the potato salad side, that's where people sort of come down on. Do you have a certain type that you like? I personally, I like the sort of the hard-boiled eggs in it, or maybe a deviled egg one. I don't know. What do you do?
Yeah, I like all things potato salad. All right. You're not going to turn me away from potato salad unless it's some errant like ingredient that doesn't make sense. I don't want fruit or dried fruit in my potato salad. But what I will say is I love a German potato salad. Okay. Because you can serve it hot, room temp or chilled. And that's more of a vinegar base and bacon is involved. So you already know I love some bacon, but yeah, I don't mind eggs and potato salad. It's a balance. I do love a nice heavy hand of yellow mustard sometimes, and sometimes stone ground mustard, like that grainy Dijon mustard.
Oh yeah.
I really love that in potato salad. And sometimes I also like crunchy celery, you know, like, I don't know why, it just really do. I think a lot of times as adults, like if you like something that you think other people might not like, it's probably because you had it when you were growing up.
Yep.
And it's just in you. So, you know, if it's not your vibe, I get it. But there's something about crunchy, chunky pieces. Maybe my mom didn't have great knife skills. I don't know. But I love them. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes the wrong becomes right.
Yes.
You know?
You know,
yeah.
That's like fried bologna sandwiches. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but people do it. Or the jellied cranberry sauce. You know, people love it because they have this romantic attachment to it, you know, that goes along with. One of the things that's weird about a cookout that has nothing to do with tastes or flavors or anything, but I love it. I love it so much that I'll do it just on a random weekend, is the cooler with ice where you stick your hand in to pull out like the super icy cold, whether it's a beer or a soda. A lot of times people only do that, you know, when they're doing stuff in the backyard or having people over, because you got a refrigerator, right? You don't necessarily need to.
Yeah.
But I sort of like that whole dynamic, and so I'll just do that maybe on a random day.
Let me tell you something. I literally just bought this kind of, I'm going to advertise. I feel like people ask me all the time. I want a gatekeep. I saw it online, and it was from Ashley Furniture. It's so very nice and inexpensive. It's like a coffee table that is a cooler, and the lid twists up and becomes a tabletop. And so you can reach into the cooler and get your drinks and your beers and like twist it down and keep it closed or leave it up, and you've got your tabletop. Let me tell you something. That's next to my little kiddie pool that I blew up on my deck. And I use it regularly. You and I are the same, man. Oh. I love it. I love that feeling of digging down to the bottom. And even if I'm out there by myself, I literally will fill it up with different drinks. So I have a variety, you know? So yeah, man. I don't have anything planned for the summer. I'm truly enjoying a staycation this summer. Let those people play in the Hamptons. I just saw Bobby Flay posting.
We all live vicariously through Bobby Flay. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And Sonny, on social media, when you get a chance, like, where can people go to follow you? I know they loved hearing you today, but where can they go?
I hang out mostly on Instagram. It's easy for my eyes. I'm on Threads a little bit. And please join us in the fall, this early fall, for another season of the Drew Barrymore Show. She's been picked up for two more seasons.
It's a great show, and it gets even better with Sonny Anderson there as well. Again, we'll have links at WGNradio.com for all of it. Thank you, Sonny, for everything you do, for coming and sharing some time with us, of course, for your service. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Anytime, Dane.